Fasten your seatbelts and prepare your next disguise, because this week's Discovery jets around the world to pull off an undercover con. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Laws are written to protect the innocent, but they often protect the guilty, too. So in the fourth Fox and O'Hare thriller, The Scam, authors Janet Ivanovich and Lee Goldberg once again pair a crook and a crime fighter to bring the guilty to justice, using any means necessary. The story follows notorious con man Nick Fox and by-the-book FBI agent Kate O'Hare as they reunite their team of assorted professionals to go where law enforcement agencies aren't allowed to go. This time, their target is Evan Trace, a ruthless casino owner who's running a highly lucrative money laundering operation out of his casino in Macau. And in order to bring him and his dangerous clients to justice, the team will have to risk lives, careers, and millions of dollars of the government's money. Now, with its fourth installment, the Fox and O'Hare series seems to have settled into a kind of comfortable routine, allowing the authors to use a kind of shorthand for reintroducing each character in this motley crew of talented misfits. Their latest adventure is Fast and Furious, a globe-trotting thrill ride that takes the characters from Vegas to Oahu to Macau as they pull off one con after another, facing off against crooks and mobsters in all shapes and sizes. The pace is certainly breakneck, but in the process, the story loses just a bit of its personality. Fox and O'Hare's associates don't get as many opportunities to shine. The story, too, moves so quickly from one thing to the next that it's hard to follow along with each new plan. It's still an entertaining experience, but it's not as solid as some of the duo's earlier outings. But is it worth joining this unlikely team on their latest adventure? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. Thanks to its rapid pacing and its eccentric cast of oddballs, The Scam is still another fun-filled crime-fighting adventure. It probably won't be your favorite book in the series, but after you reach its cliffhanger ending, you'll be eager to pick up the next one. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. The Scam by Janet Ivanovich and Lee Goldberg is 188 fast and frantic pages long and is available from Bantam. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.